Well, good morning and welcome to Austin Chinese Church.
大家早晨, 欢迎来到奥斯丁华人教会。
My name is Jerry Lin and I'm the College Ministry Director here at ACC.
我是林星之, 是ACC的大学学生事工的主任。
I have the privilege of working with some of your children.
很荣幸可以和大家的侄子女女一起来服侍。
It's an honor to be able to share God's word with you this morning.
我今早早都很荣幸可以和大家分享神的话语。
It's the third Sunday of December.
今天是第三个星期日,是12月的第三个星期日。
Which means that Christmas is almost here.
即是说圣诞就来到了。
This is also the third week of Advent.
亦都是第三周的降临节期。
Which means that our focus for this morning is on this topic of joy.
即是我们今个礼拜的焦点是喜乐。
This morning I want us to ask ourselves a question.
我想问大家一个问题。
What are we looking forward to at Christmas time?
当我们来到圣诞的时候,我们会期待着什么呢?
Maybe some of us are looking forward to giving gifts or getting gifts.
可能有些人想送礼物,有些人想收礼物。
Maybe some of us are looking forward to hosting people in our homes.
可能大家会想招待一些亲朋戚友去家。
And eating lots of good food.
吃很多好好的美食。
Maybe some of us are looking forward to going on a trip or on a vacation.
又或者有些人想想着外游度假。
So what about you?
那你怎样呢?
What does Christmas mean to you?
圣诞节对你来说是有什么意义的呢?
My hope this morning is that we'd be reminded of what makes Christmas so special to us as Christians.
我今早是很想帮助大家想一想,究竟我们作为基督徒,圣诞节为什么对我们这么特别呢?
That we would remember the reason for the season.
我们会记得圣诞节的原因。
And as we remember, we would be filled with joy.
而当我们记得的时候,我们也会充满喜乐。
And so this morning, we're looking at a story that takes place right before the very first Christmas.
我们今天会看一个故事,就是发生在第一个圣诞节之前。
We're going to look at Mary, the mother of Jesus, and what she felt just before the first Christmas ever.
我们今天会看到是玛利亚耶稣的母亲在第一个圣诞节之前的心情。
How we read the main text of Luke chapter 1, verses 46-55 this morning.
我们今天会看一个路加福音的一个经文。
But I want to step back a little bit and look at some of the context first.
但是在之前我们想看一些经文,一些前文。
In Luke 1, verses 26-38, the angel Gabriel is sent to announce to Mary that she has been chosen to bear the Son of God.
在路加福音1章26-38节里面,天使加百列是差遣和玛利亚宣告她一些事情。
In Luke chapter 1, verses 39-45, Mary goes to visit her relative Elizabeth.
之后在这个1章39-45节,玛利亚就探望以利沙伯,当时以利沙伯是陀住约翰的。
Now Elizabeth is pregnant with John the Baptist.
她当时是陀住施洗约翰。
And Elizabeth, being filled with the Holy Spirit, she says to Mary,
以利沙伯是被这个圣灵充满的,就跟玛利亚说,
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
你在女子中是有福的,你腹中的胎儿也是有福的。
And why is it granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?
我主的母亲竟然来到我这里来。
For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears,
这时怎会临到呢? 你看,你问安的声音一进我的耳。
The baby in my womb leapt for joy.
我腹中的胎儿就欢喜跳跃。
And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord.
这相信主传给她的话必要成就的女子是有福的。
And so, what we read this morning in 46-55 is a response to what Elizabeth says.
我们刚才读的经文,读加福音1章46-55节,是一个回应刚才这段经文的。
And the way Mary responds to Elizabeth is through a song.
而玛利亚去回应的方式是用一个诗歌或者是唱歌的形式。
Now, poetry and songs in the Bible are sometimes hard to understand.
圣经里面的诗歌,有时候是不太容易理解的。
It's not as easy to understand as a story or some instructions.
它不是好像一些故事或者一些教导那么容易去理解。
It doesn't focus on what happened or what we should do.
它不是说发生了什么事或者我们要做什么事。
It's all about how a person feels.
而是关乎一个人的感觉。
But as we look more closely at this poem, we'll understand what we should do.
但我如果小心去看的时候,其实我们都会看到是发生了什么事,我们要做什么的。
But first we need to understand how Jewish poetry works.
但之前我们要了解一下由大师怎么去读法。
When we study English poetry, we may look for a certain pattern in the sounds of the words.
当我们看英文的诗歌的时候,我们会找一些声音上面的格律。
We might look for words that rhyme or words that have a certain rhythm to it.
我们可能会找一些押韵的词语，或者找一些节奏的词语。
But when we study Jewish poetry, we look for a pattern in the words themselves.
但是当我们去研读这个犹太诗的时候，我们是会找回词语本身的格律。
We look for what's called parallelism.
我们要找的是一个所谓的平衡结构。
Parallelism is when words or ideas repeat.
平衡的结构即是说词语和思想的重复。
And so we're going to find some parallelism in Mary's song this morning.
今早上我们就会在这个玛利亚的诗歌里面有一些平衡结构。
But first, we want to understand the purpose of Mary's song.
但之前我们去明白一下为什么玛利亚这首诗歌的呢？
The very first verse of this poem tells us why she is singing.
第一节已经告诉我们玛利亚这首诗歌的目的。
Mary says, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
玛利亚说，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
This is what the poem is all about. It's all about God and not Mary.
所以这首诗是全部的内容是不是关于玛利亚，是关乎于神。
In this song, Mary wants to magnify the Lord.
在这首诗歌里面，玛利亚想尊主为大。
Now, this word magnify is a very important word.
这个尊大的词语是非常重要的。
In the original language, it's the very first word of the poem.
其实在原文当中这个词呢是这首诗的第一个词语来的。
In fact, the traditional name for this poem, Magnificat, comes from the Latin translation of the word magnify.
而实际上这首诗歌的传统歌名叫尊主颂，也是来自这个词尊大的拉丁文的翻译。
Well, what does it mean to magnify?
那尊大是什么意思呢？
That's a really interesting word.
这个其实是一个很有趣的词语。
Oftentimes, when we think of the word magnify, we think of using a device to look at something very, very small.
咁當我睇英文講呢個字嘅時候，我哋諗到放大，好多時係一啲科學家研究一啲好細嘅嘢嘅儀器。
We can use microscopes to study bacteria and viruses that are very, very small.
可能用啲顯微鏡去研究下啲細菌啊，啲好細嘅嘢。
Is that why we need to magnify the Lord? Because He's very small?
咁我哋係咪要用呢樣嘢去研究神？因為神好細粒咧。
There's another reason we need to magnify something.
其實仲有其他嘅原因，我哋要放大嘅。
And it's not because it's small.
唔係因為佢好細。
You see, astronomers study stars and galaxies, which are enormous and massive objects.
实际上，天文学家研究好多星球、星体，呢啲都系好大嘅星体嚟嘅。
But even though they're very, very big, they're also very, very far away.
佢哋好大，但系离我哋都好远。
And that's why astronomers need to magnify them so they can see them better.
咁所以天文学家就要放大佢哋，等我哋睇得更加清楚。
Not because stars and galaxies are small, but because we are.
唔系啲星好细，而系我哋比较细。
So I think that's what's happening here.
我相信呢度就係發生件咁嘅事情啦。
Mary is magnifying the Lord, not because he is small, but because we are small.
瑪利亞尊主為大，唔係因為神好細，而係我哋先係細嗰個。
And I think it's helpful for us to remember something that we all magnify something or someone.
咁呢度亦都會提醒到我哋係會尊大某一啲事或者某一啲人。
How do I know this?
我哋點知咧？
Because of Facebook.
因為有面書 Facebook。
I see my friends magnifying the last meal that they ate.
我睇到我哋朋友系尊大佢哋食最近嗰餐饭。
I see my friends magnifying the last movie that they watched.
尊大最近睇嗰套戏。
The last vacation they went on.
最近一次嘅度假。
I see my friends magnifying the actors and athletes that they look up to.
佢哋尊大一啲好敬佩嘅演员或者运动员。
And so we understand it's just a really human thing to do.
我哋明白呢啲系好人性嘅行为。
So it makes sense that God would make us this way with his capacity for worship.
为什么是这样？因为神这样的方式创造我们，让到我们可以懂得去敬拜。
We all magnify something or someone.
我们都会尊大一些事或者一些人。
And so this morning we're looking at this poem in which Mary magnifies the Lord.
所以我们今天看到是玛利亚正在尊主为大。
And when we look at this poem, we see that Mary magnifies the Lord for three reasons.
那她尊主为大是有三个原因的。
When we look at this song, we see in verses 48 and 52 the words humble estates.
我们看到48节和50节有卑微和怜悯。
And then in verses 50 and 54, she used the words mercy.
50到52节讲到卑微。
So the first reason Mary magnifies the Lord is because he is merciful.
换句话说，玛利亚赞美神是因为神是怜悯他的人。
Mary is praising God because he has shown mercy to his people.
玛利亚赞美神因为神是将他的怜悯去带给他的子民。
God has seen the humble estate of his people and he has stepped in to save them.
当神睇到佢哋子民一啲嘅卑微嘅状态，佢就去拯救佢哋。
We recall that Mary lived in a time when the Romans were oppressing the Israelites.
我哋要知道玛利亚嗰阵时系生活喺罗马人嘅统治之下，受到压迫嘅。
Yet Mary's focus was not so much on the political status of her people, but rather what the political status revealed about the spiritual status of her people.
但系玛利亚嘅焦点并唔系喺神嘅子民喺政治上嘅问题，而系呢啲嘅政治上嘅情况揭示到佢哋属灵嘅情况。
God's people weren't just broken because of their socio-economic political status.
佢嘅子民唔单止喺政治或者经济上面系破碎嘅。
They were broken spiritually because of their sin and rebellion against God.
佢哋更加喺属灵上面系破碎嘅，因为佢哋对神犯咗罪，同罪神对神嘅叛逆。
And so, God is showing mercy to His people in spite of their rebellion and sin against Him.
所以神虽然佢呢啲嘅人系叛逆，但系佢哋都系满有怜悯嘅去对佢哋。
So we understand that Mary, her first reason for magnifying the Lord is because God is merciful.
所以第一点我哋睇到玛利亚尊主为大，系因为神系满有怜悯嘅。
Have you ever thought about how merciful God is?
你有冇谂过神系几有怜悯嘅咧
？When we lived in Phoenix, God blessed with a house that overlooked a beautiful green belt.
咁当我住喺凤凰城嗰阵时，神俾咗我一间屋。可以睇到一个好靓嘅绿化地带。
When we looked out the windows, we just see all this grass and trees and flowers.
咁当我去佢嘅窗一望出去，就有好多好靓嘅草地啊、树啊、花啊咁样样。
And as you can imagine, in Arizona, that's really rare.
咁你可以谂到喺亚利桑那呢个都系比较罕见嘅。
Our second year in that house, we had what's called a 100 years storm.
咁当我住嘅第二年，嗰度发生咗所谓嘅百年一遇嘅暴风雨。
What that means is that it rains so much, you'd only expect a storm like that to show up once every 100 years.
意思係話呢個風暴實在落好多好多個雨，所以係一個世紀之中你只會睇到一次咁多嘅啫。
That green belt by our house became flooded。
咁嗰個綠化地帶係已經係淹沒曬水。
And for a few weeks we had lakefront property。
咁有幾個星期我有一個湖濱物業。
But after the water drained away，
咁當水退咗之後
，we realized the mosquitoes had multiplied like crazy。
我發覺啲蚊瘋狂嘅繁殖。
And so every night, my wife and I would play a game of who could kill the most mosquitoes.
咁我同我太太就玩呢个游戏，就系睇下边个杀死最多蚊。
We would each kill a dozen mosquitoes every night.
每晚我哋都杀到几十只蚊。
And it feels good to kill those mosquitoes.
杀死啲蚊嘅感觉系非常之正嘅。
Because that's one less mosquito that's buzzing around and trying to bite me.
因为至少有少咗一只蚊喺我身边嗡嗡叫或者系嚟叮我啊嘛，系咪
？You know what's even better?
觉得知唔知咩更加正嘅咧
？It's when you kill a mosquito.
就当你打佢嘅时候。
And you see red on your hands.
你見到攤血喺個手度。
Because that was a guilty mosquito.
因為嗰只係有罪嘅蚊。
And you caught him red-handed.
你就捉到呢只有罪嘅蚊啦。
But what if instead of killing mosquito, I held the mosquito in my hand and said, "It's okay. I love you and I forgive you."
但係大家諗諗，如果我唔係殺死只蚊，而係將只蚊放喺手度同佢講，好啦，我原諒你，我愛你。
How crazy would that be?Because humans are so much bigger and more important than little mosquitoes.
因为人比蚊更加大，更加有力量，系咪？
We're smarter, we're stronger.
我哋更加聪明，更加有力量。
We're more valuable.
更加有价值。
We're more worthy.
更加值得尊敬。
It would be ridiculous for human being to forgive a mosquito.
一个人要原谅一只蚊系好荒谬嘅。
And yet, that is exactly what God has done for us.
但系神就真系咁样做啦，对住我哋。
Think about how much bigger and more powerful God is than a human being.
谂下神更加大，更加有力量，对于我哋嚟讲。
He's smarter. He's more valuable.
更聪明，更有价值。
He's much more worthy.
更值得尊敬。
And yet, God still chooses to forgive us when we sin and rebel against Him.
而当我哋冒犯去佢嘅时候，佢仍然选择原谅咗我哋。
That's how merciful God is.
这个就是神多么有怜悯。
And again, that's the first reason why Mary sings a song, because he is a merciful God.
就是所以为什么玛利亚尊主为大，因为神是满有怜悯的神。
Let's look at the second reason that Mary magnifies the Lord and rejoices in him.
我们又看看第二个原因，为什么玛利亚尊主为大。
When we look at Mary's song for parallelism, here's what we find.
当我们继续看平衡结构的时候，我们发现了以下几件。
Verse 49 and verse 52, she uses the words mighty.
在49和52節都講到是全能或者有權能的。
Verse 51, she used the word strength.
51講到大能。
Verse 54, she used the word helped.
而54是看到輔助。
In other words, Mary is anticipating what God will do through Jesus.
所以瑪利亞預期到神透過耶穌做成一些很多的事情。
Through Jesus, the humble would be lifted up.
透過耶穌，謙卑的人將會被抬舉。
Through Jesus, the oppressed would be redeemed.
通过耶稣被压迫的人会得到救赎。
Through Jesus, those who are spiritually poor will be blessed.
通过耶稣属灵上贫穷的人将会得到蒙福。
Through Jesus, those who are spiritually hungry and thirsty would be filled.
通过耶稣属灵上饥饿的人将得到饱足。
Through Jesus, God would show His great power through all these mighty works.
通过耶稣，神藉着这一切所做的伟大工作，显示祂的大能。
So this leads us to our second point. Mary magnifies the Lord because He is powerful.
所以我们就看到第二点，玛利亚尊主为大，因为祂是大有能力的。
Have you ever thought about how powerful God is?
有没有想过神多么大有能力呢？
When I first moved to Phoenix, I had a really hard time adjusting to the heat.
当我搬到亚利桑那的时候，天气非常之热，我很难适应。
The worst it ever got there when I lived there was 120 degrees.
最难顶嗰日系达到华氏120度。
That was Father's Day 2007.
嗰日系2007年嘅父亲节。
It was so hot that the airports had to shut down and planes were not allowed to land.
天气热到机场要关闭，飞机唔准着陆。
Because if a plane landed at that temperature, the tires might burst.
因为如果啲飞机夹硬要降落嘅话咧，佢啲轮胎可能会爆嘅。
But our church decided to still have our VBS anyways.
但系教会依然系有好多活动。
It's a Chinese church, so.
华人教会就系咁噶啦。
And it's things like that that reminds me to be thankful that we are 93 million miles away from the sun.
但系就系咁嘅日子，令到我更加感恩，我哋离太阳有9,300万英里咁远。
Because that 120 degrees in Phoenix is nowhere near as hot as the sun is.
因为虽然系咁热，但我哋同太阳嘅温度比系冇得比嘅。
Did you know that the surface of the sun reaches 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit?
太阳嘅表面知唔知系有成10,000度华氏咁多咧
？The upper atmosphere reaches 3 to 4 million degrees Fahrenheit.
去到大气层，更加系去到华氏300到400万嘅温度。
And the core of the sun reaches 27 million degrees Fahrenheit.
太阳嘅核心系去到华氏2,700万度。
That's why I'm glad we're 93 million miles away from the sun.
所以我好感恩，我哋离太阳有9,300万英里咁远。
What's crazy to think about is that our sun is not even as hot or as big as stars go.
但系更加惊奇嘅系，如果同其他嘅行星比，我哋嘅太阳其实都唔系咁大。
It's a pretty average star.
系好普通嘅星。
There are stars that are bigger. There are stars that are smaller.
有啲大啲嘅星，有啲细啲嘅星。
But what's crazy is how many stars there are in our universe.
更加系惊奇嘅系，究竟有几多粒星喺呢个宇宙当中
？We live in a pretty average galaxy that contains about 100 billion stars.
我哋喺一个好普通嘅星系里边，大概有1,000亿咁多粒星。
And scientists estimate that there are about 2 trillion galaxies in our universe.
天文学家估计我哋嘅宇宙可能会有成20,000亿个星系咁多。
So we have 2 trillion galaxies, each containing about 100 billion stars.
咁我哋有20,000亿个星系，每个星系又有1,000亿粒星。
That's 200 billion trillion stars.
咁即系200亿兆粒星。
That's a lot of stars.
真系好多星星。
That's enough cups to fill up the Earth's oceans over 10 times over.
如果我哋用同样数量嘅水杯装水，将啲水倒埋一齐咧，可以填满地球上所有嘅海10倍、10次咁多。
Now, why am I up here talking about stars and galaxies?
咁點解突然間我講太陽啊、星啊咁咧
？What does that have to do with God being powerful？
同神嘅能力有咩關係咧
？One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Isaiah 40:26。
其中一個我好中意嘅聖經嘅經文就係以賽亞書40:26。
Isaiah says this: Lift up your eyes and see who created these。
以賽亞咁講：你們向天舉目吧，看是誰創造了這些萬象。
He who brings out their hosts by number, calling them all by name。
是谁按着数目把万象领出来，一一指名呼唤
？By the greatness of his might and because he is strong in power, not one is missing.
因他的大能大力，一个也不缺少。
You catch what Isaiah is saying?
你明唔明白以赛亚讲紧咩啊
？God brings out all of these 200 billion trillion stars and calls them each by name.
神领出所有嘅200亿兆粒星，一一指名呼唤。
And by His great power, not a single one of them goes missing.
藉住佢嘅大能，每一粒星系会缺少嘅。
They're just where they need to be.
佢哋都喺佢哋应该喺嘅地方里边。
That's how powerful God is.
呢个就系神几咁有能力。
And that's the second reason why Mary magnifies the Lord because He is a powerful God.
呢个就系点解玛利亚尊主伟大嘅第二个原因，因为神系大有能力嘅神。
Let's look at the third reason why Mary magnifies the Lord.
咁我哋睇下第三个原因，点解玛利亚尊大为神
？When we look at Mary's song, here's what we find.
继续睇平行结构，我哋会发现。
In verse 50, she says, "Generation to generation."
50节讲到世世代代。
In verse 54, she says, "Remembrance."
54节讲到纪念。
Verse 55, she says, as he spoke.
55節又講到正如他所說的。
And finally, in verse 55, she says, offspring forever.
之後講到後裔直到永遠。
In other words, God remembers the promises that he made.
換句話講，神紀念佢所做嘅應許。
You know, a lot of times I make promises to my wife.
大家都知道，我哋好多時同我哋太太去一啲嘅應承佢一啲嘢。
Yes, I'll do the dishes.
我會做呢啲嘢。
Yes, I'll take out the garbage.
會倒垃圾。
Yes, I'll take out the I'll take my medicine.
啊，會食啲藥。
Oftentimes I forget.
好多時都唔記得咗。
And your husbands are the same as me.
啊，有冇啲丈夫好似我咁
？But God is not like that.
但神唔係咁。
God remembers His promises and He keeps His promises.
神紀念佢嘅。應許佢會 keep 得到，佢可以做得到。
Mary specifically names the promises God made to Abraham and to Israel and to Jacob.
咁瑪利亞好明顯咁提到亞伯拉罕同埋以色列或者雅各所做嘅事。
At the same time, Mary also mentions our fathers.
亦都有提到我哋嘅列祖。
Referencing other Old Testament heroes of the faith.
有可能係講到其他嘅舊約一啲嘅信心偉人。
Mary realizes that what's happened to her is a fulfillment to.It's a fulfillment of the promises that God had made in the Old Testament.
瑪利亞意識到發生喺佢身上嘅事係舊約中神所應許嘅應驗。
The promises of a Savior.
救主嘅應許。
The promises of a Messiah.
尼賽亞嘅應許。
The promises of a King.
君王嘅應許。
The promises of a Kingdom.
國度嘅應許。
These were promises that were made hundreds and hundreds of years before her time.
呢啲都係數百年前神造出嘅應許。
And God had not forgotten those promises.
神冇忘記到呢啲嘅應許。
Instead, God remembered what He spoke.
神記得佢講過嘅嘢。
And God was now fulfilling those promises through what was being taken place.
而神而家正在係要應驗呢一啲嘅應許。
Specifically through this child that was being given to Mary.
就係透過呢一個兒子阿瑪利亞要生嘅。
So this leads us to our third point. Mary magnifies the Lord because He is faithful.
所以進入到第三點，瑪利亞尊主為大，因為神係信實嘅。
You see, the whole reason.That Mary is singing the song is because of Jesus.
所以大家睇到瑪利亞唱呢首詩歌完全因為耶穌。
Jesus is the fulfillment of all the promises of God's mercy, power, and faithfulness that we find in the Old Testament.
耶穌就係應驗曬呢啲咁多嘅應許。
Jesus is the reason for the season.
耶穌係聖誕節嘅原因。
I'm going to close with a final illustration.
咁我想最尾講一個例子俾大家聽。
My wife is at home with my daughter because my daughter is sick.
咁我而家太太喺屋企陪我個女，因為我太個女唔係好舒服。
But it's actually her birthday this week.
但係呢一個禮拜其實係我太太嘅生日。
I can't wait to celebrate with her.
我忍唔住真係要好快嘅同佢慶祝。
I'm going to take her to my favorite restaurant.
我會帶去我最中意嘅餐廳。
And we're going to eat my favorite food.
食我最中意嘅食物。
Afterwards, we'll go watch my favorite movie.
然後睇我最中意睇嘅電影。
We'll eat my favorite cake.
食我最中意嘅蛋糕。
Maybe my favorite ice cream as well.
可能都食一食我最中意嘅雪糕。
And afterwards, I'm going to give her this brand new PlayStation 5.
然後會送佢最新嘅 PlayStation 5.
Because my favorite thing is to play video games.
因為我最中意打機。
Now, do you think that would make her happy?
咁你覺得佢會唔會開心呢？
Of course not.
咁梗唔會啦。
Because all those things I mentioned were my favorite things.
因為頭先講嘅嘢都係我中意噶嘛。
Those are things that make me happy, not her.
令我開心，唔係令佢開心啊嘛。
I share this because I've always thought we celebrate Christmas in such a strange way.
但我諗下，其實我哋慶祝聖誕好似都好奇怪嘅。
It's Jesus's birthday.
係耶穌嘅生日。
But we're giving gifts to one another.
但我哋互送禮物。
Or we're giving gifts to ourselves.、Right?
或者俾自己禮物。
I can't think about how strange it is that we look at Christmas this way.
我覺得好奇怪，聖誕節咁樣慶祝法。
As I shared in the beginning of this message, everyone has a different idea about the reason for this season.
咁大家似乎對聖誕節有唔同嘅睇法。
For some, it's the gifts.
有啲人嚟講，聖誕節就係禮物嘅。
For some, it's the parties that are the reason for the season.
有一啲就係開 party。
For some, vacation is the reason for the season.
有啲係度假。
What about us?
咁對我哋嚟講咧
？What is our reason for the season?
我哋過聖誕嘅原因係咩咧
？And who or what are we really magnifying?
究竟我哋而家尊大緊嘅係啲咩咧
？So I want to close with one final thought.
咁我想最後留低一個思考問題俾大家諗一諗。
What does it look like for us to celebrate Jesus' birthday?
我哋慶祝耶穌嘅生日究竟應該係點嘅咧
？What does it look like for us to live as if Jesus is the reason for the season?
如果耶穌係聖誕節嘅原因嘅話，我哋究竟我哋生活應該係點嘅咧
？I think that this is a great question for us to ponder with our spouses, our families, or in our small groups.
我覺得呢個問題係我哋係配偶或者家人或者小組一個好好嘅思考嘅問題。
This Christmas, let's learn from Mary.
这个节圣诞节让我们向玛利亚学习。
Mary magnified the Lord because she's seen His mercy, His power, and His faithfulness.
她尊主为大，因为看到神的怜悯、大能和信实。
What about us?
那我们呢
How have we experienced God's mercy this year?
我哋今年点样经历神嘅怜悯呢？
How have we experienced God's power this year?
我哋今年点样经历神嘅大能呢？
How have we experienced God's faithfulness this year?
我哋今年点样经历神嘅信实呢？
Like Mary, let us magnify our God because He is so merciful, so powerful, so faithful.
好似玛利亚咁样样，我哋尊主为大，因为佢嘅满有怜悯，咁有能力同咁信实。
Let us remember that Jesus is the reason for this season.
让我哋记得耶稣系圣诞节嘅原因。
Let's pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Father God, thank you so much for Mary's example to us.
天父，感谢你赐予玛利亚呢一个嘅例嘅榜样俾我哋。
As she was awaiting the very first Christmas, she understood what it was all about.
当佢喺呢个第一个圣诞节之前，佢明白圣诞节嘅目的。
She saw what was happening in her life, and she saw that it was because of your mercy, your power, and your faithfulness.
佢睇到喺佢发生嘅生命当中，系有睇到你嘅怜悯、大能同信实。
Not just to her, but to all of your people.
唔单止系为到佢，为到所有嘅人。
And so, Lord, would you help us as Christians to be reminded of that?
主啊，愿意你提醒我哋每一个基督徒。
That as we come into this season of Christmas,
当我哋过圣诞节。
Help us remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
帮我哋记得耶稣系圣诞节嘅原因。
May you help us in all of our gatherings and all of our celebrations.
帮助到我哋所有嘅聚会、所有嘅庆祝当中。
To make you the center point, to make you the focal point.
都可以专注喺你身上。
To give you thanks for what you've done through Jesus being born to us.
为到你感恩，你嘅降生。
We thank you for your love and your grace to us.
感谢你嘅爱，感谢你嘅恩典。
Help us to magnify you this Christmas season.
帮助我哋尊你为大。
That we might be filled with the joy that you want for us to experience.
愿意我哋充满咗喜乐。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.